more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
Well, let's turn to James. Let's turn to James. Start at chapter 1. Verse 22. Okay, let's go back to 19. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and the rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and pursue, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself and stand by the world. And you know, they always talk about this. You hear this a lot. Words are cheap. And you see so many people, they say great things. They can even quote the Bible page to page. But when you look at their life, it's fruitless. And they are so sad and joyless. And they are bitter, anger, and very, very hard to get along. Be careful. If you say you are Christian, that means you are Christ-like. How do you present you as a Christ-like? It's important. I said this a lot. When I came here from China, I was an unbeliever. And we come here, and all I have is 4 suitcases. And it was my daughter. That's 4 suitcases. That include the bowl for the kitchen, the blanket for sleep, and the clothes and the shoes. Everything's in there. And we hardly know anybody. But one lady from Church of Christ, she came to our apartment. We have 7 Chinese family. She came to our apartment every Wednesday morning to teach us English and teach us Bible. And invite us to her home. She showed us how to make a cake and make cookies. And she tell us about where to shopping and how to ride a bus. Tell us about American tradition and culture. And she arranged a guy every Sunday morning come to our apartment to pick up whoever wants to go to her church. And in that apartment, we have 7 or 8 Chinese families, and the men are either visiting professor or student at the medical school or research. foundation, and so a lot of times Sunday morning, the wives and the kids will go with this guy to the church, and they have an international Bible study. Teach simple English about the Bible, and always have some activity like the camp, go to Texas and Kansas City, and we always have like a potluck once a month, and Sunday morning we'll always have somebody bring something there, cookie or cake or whatever. And their love and kindness and their happiness, their smile, and they are willing to help. And you know, I know these people know very clearly, we will not repent, didn't have the ability to give back what they have. And because of their love, care, kindness, make me to think about Jesus. And after 6 months, I was baptized, became a new person. Through all these years, the Lord always reminded me about my faith journey, how I become child of God, and reminded me of how to reach out, receive and give. Even for now, I receive a lot of kindness and caring from others, and their activity brought me to the presence of God. Their actions show me it's the love of God. Draw people to Him. And some people, you know, when you help some people, like widows and the orphans, it's hard for them to repay what you do for them. The money, the clothes, the food. But God will reward you in some other ways. Like the people from Church of Christ, they brought me to God. And God gave them peace, joy, prosperity. One month ago, Doug told me, he said, well, I and Hannah and Rachel will go with a group of people to Honduras to help build houses. Could you help me babysit Caleb and Jojo? I said, sure. I love to babysit them. Why? Because I babysit them, I will be part of that mission to Honduras. Because I babysit Caleb and Joe, so Doug and Lisa and Hannah and Rachel, they will not worry about Caleb and Jojo. They know they are in good hands. They will be safe and they will learn something. So they don't need to worry about that while they are at Honduras to help building the houses. We are body of Christ, and we sing song, there's one God, one Bible, one church. We are body of Christ, not everybody's are hands, not everybody's are foot, not everybody are arm. We are body of Christ, we should work together to save the unsaved, to help children of God to grow mature in the Lord. Last night, Caroline came and we talked for a long time. And last week, actually several weeks ago, she felt led to pray for some lady. And she called one lady and the lady didn't call back, didn't answer the phone, blah, blah, blah. And also she felt led to call another lady, but she didn't have another lady's phone number. And she said, whatever the Lord lead her, give her name, she will pray for that person. And so we are working together to get people's phone number. Whoever want us to check on them, they can give us phone number. But we know not everybody wants to be bothered. Not everybody wants to be called by other people. And so, you know, if somebody don't want us to call them, we will not bother them. But if somebody wants us to check on them, if they cannot come to church, and or if Lord lead us, pray for them, check on them, we will call them. For several times in my Christian life, I feel led to pray for somebody. And for curious heart, sometimes I will call the people I pray for them. And guess what? So far, whoever I feel led lead me to pray for them, every single one, when I check on them, they say thank you so much. And they ask when I feel led to pray for them. And I will say all the time when I feel led to pray for them, and they are in awe because the time Lord will lead me to pray for them is the time they really, really need somebody lift them up to the Lord. And this is also the testimony of how God speaks to us. And how if we obey the Lord, Lord can use us mightily, change people's life. I look at myself, my life, how God sent the people there for me and changed my life. From somebody who don't believe, don't even know Jesus Christ. For now, I want to serve the Lord. That's totally different. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3. Start 16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abound in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Let's go down a little bit more. Chapter 4, start 16. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abound in love abound in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but the perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandments we have from Him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. And First John is a small chapter, but it said very clearly how to be children of God. We cannot do everything, every good deed, and indeed we are not expected to, but we can all do something. Support, encourage, teach, pray. When we love people, we honor our Father who adopted us into His family. I want to include in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, start at verse 7. And you know, if people pay notice, I always read a big chunk of Bible, because the Bible says more clearly and more depth than what our human mind to understand. And every time I read Bible, even same scripture, I will see the different layer of what the scripture says, and I'm learning. Which means that the more I read the Bible and pray, I will more understand what is God's love. First Thessalonians chapter 2, start 7. Though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. You remember our labor and toil. Brothers, sisters, we worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how pure, upright, and blameless our conduct was toward you, you believers. As you know, we dealt with each one of you like a father with his children, urging and encouraging you, and plead that you lead a life worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory. Why? How clearly would God want us to be? To visit the orphans and the widows in their trouble. These days, I do pray a lot, and I find the more I pray, the more I have peace and joy, and when I hear the testimony for the people who I care about them, who I prayed for them, how they overcome the illness, the depression, the suicidal, and how they be encouraged. I am so happy, for I am part of their spiritual journey. Hebrews 10, verse 24 said, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Lord, I thank you so much for you send the Holy Spirit to speak to us, for you show us how to be effective, to be used by you, and how delight you see your children walking in love, not just by word, but also by action. Lord, I thank you so much for you encourage us to reach out to save the lost soul and to bring the children of God to walk closer to you. Lord, I just thank you for you loved us so much. You sent your only son to us so we will be reconciled to you. Lord, I thank you so much to give us peace, joy, prosperity, long, happy, satisfied life. For you give us the joy to face every day's challenge, to encourage each other, live a victory life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.